Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather is pleasantly warm across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies. Jerusalem also sees sunny conditions, perfect for those heading outdoors. In Haifa, the weather is mild with a gentle breeze. Expect a comfortable evening as temperatures remain mild overnight. Here are today's headlines. First, concern in the Pentagon. Trump withdraws from extensive attack on Iran, according to Israel Hayom from just a short while ago. Also, major U.S. attack on Iran only delayed, not cancelled, as I-24 News reported earlier today. Also this hour, a woman charged over alleged anti-Semitic slur at Bondi massacre site, the Australian Jewish News reported today. Separately, Netanyahu faces delicate talks with Trump on Iran, Gaza, and the West Bank, as Ynet noted this morning. And finally, the IDF bans Palestinian workers from Israeli settlements in the West Bank after a string of terror attacks, as reported by the Jerusalem Post less than an hour ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Bermawi, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that Saudi Arabia's stance on Palestine has shifted from religious to political motivations. Mark Lebowitz shared his enthusiasm earlier today about Brandon Nimmo's performance in baseball, noting a personal connection to the Mets. From memory, earlier today, they highlighted a British-Palestinian historian's view on relocating settlers in Israel to allow Palestinian refugees to return. Let's go deeper, starting with the news from the Pentagon. Despite earlier readiness for a military strike on Iran, the New York Times reports that President Trump halted this action. This decision comes amidst rising tensions and the need for strategic caution. The pause signals a momentary de-escalation, which could affect regional stability. Turning to Netanyahu's diplomatic engagements, as Ynet reports, he plans to discuss Iran's nuclear ambitions with President Trump, including opposition to Saudi uranium enrichment. Netanyahu's visit underlines Israel's security concerns and its influence on U.S. foreign policy. The outcomes could impact future military and diplomatic strategies. Meanwhile, the IDF's decision to restrict Palestinian workers in the West Bank follows recent terror incidents, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. This move affects daily life and the economy, with exceptions being possible for certain areas. It aims to enhance security, but may also escalate tensions in the region. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that the government is launching a 1 billion shekel assistance program to support high-tech startups. This initiative seeks to prevent a wave of business collapses and foster growth in the tech sector. Separately, CTech highlights Google's AI advancements, which are changing how users interact with online search results. This shift is challenging traditional web traffic patterns and could significantly impact digital marketing strategies. And finally, Ynet Business reports that the Cincinnati Reds are collaborating with Israeli firm Flexer to enhance their use of AI in baseball operations. This partnership showcases the growing influence of Israeli tech in global sports industries. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.